It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
Government has been encouraging self-employed persons to contribute to the National Insurance Service. It has also been placing emphasis for a few years now on putting digital payments in place for small and large businesses and encouraging greater use of technology and gains in productivity. At Blockchain Business, we heard a recent story of a lady who complained of standing in a line at a bank for 2 tiresome hours and 10 minutes to get some business transacted. She was so tired, she said that all she could do afterwards was go home and get some rest. We do not know whether the nature of her banking business was about online payments, but if it required online payments, she could have used SurePay's upgraded portal for this. At the launch Wednesday of the Enhanced Services and Upgraded Portal, Anthony Yearwood, Director of SurePay and Minister of State Ryan Strong, shared their views and supported the idea of using the Barbados-based payment service for National Insurance Service payments. SurePay is currently celebrating 20 years of service and convenience, which many Barbadians take for granted. Long gone are the days when a citizen had no option but to travel from one point to another armed with bills and cash and the money for transportation. All that changed in 2010 when online payments at the click of a mouse button taking a couple minutes became a reality. The upgraded portal and soon to be available mobile app is making payments even easier. Government has been encouraging small business owners and self-employed persons to make their contributions in an effort to secure their retirement futures. An invitation on NIS payments was made to Minister of State in the Ministry of Finance Ryan Strong Wednesday when the company launched an upgraded portal. SurePay Director Anthony Yearwood recalled a previous challenge by the minister to put land taxes online, which was quickly accomplished. As Minister Strong sees the digitalization of public services and increasing productivity for citizens has very much been part and parcel of government policy for some time now. So why not National Insurance Service payments? These online payments by the public are free. What does bear cost, however, is when the consumer has to use a credit card or Visa debit card. This is where the banks are involved. Cheaper, far cheaper online remittances from abroad has been something we have been championing at Blockchain Business. Blockchain technology allows for a bypass of the middleman or middlewoman. Delivery takes seconds or minutes. It's far, far cheaper and far more convenient. And it is a win-win for the Barbadian consumer and government treasury, which earns foreign exchange. Something we could also do with in these current times. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and even inspiring, you know what to do. Tune in to Voice of Barbados every Friday and Monday morning at 7:10 a.m. for more. Much, much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.